bread and butter pickles, we can find the recipe for that anywhere.
How about dills? Do you use a black spine for those, or?
Dills. Yeah, you can make it out of any cucumber, you make dill pickles. But I made dill pickles out of these little tomatoes once.
Huh.
They're real good. You know these little small tomatoes?
Yeah, little bitty round things.
Porters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they was real good.
I like those in salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not much of a farmer, but I certainly like to poke things in the ground.
Yeah, I like all kinds of vegetables.
Well, you mentioned sweet corn before. Is this a special kind, or is this just corn that you eat on the table or off the cob?
Sweet corn?
Uh-huh.
Well, sweet corn, we used to raise sweet corn, and of course I always planted Golden Bantam, and then you get the hybrid sweet corn. Hybrid corn is pretty good. It's not the field corn. I don't think that the kind that we plant for cogs, I don't think that kind of corn is good for roasting ears, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I like sweet corn better.
Yeah.
More tender.
Yeah. I just sort of wonder though, some people don't plant one kind for everything.
No.
We bought some from a man who puts out his corn. I think he just put out some hybrid.
Yes, and it's not near as good.
No.
The Golden Bantam is the Country Gentleman is good.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kinds you can get it from Burpees. I got some hybrid sweet corn from Burpees that was just tastes like sugar. It was very good.
Boy.
You ought to get that if you want to raise your own sweet corn.
I think that's the only way to do it.
Yes.
You can pick it when it's still in the mill and bring it right in.
Yeah, that sure is good.
What do you call that part on the ear that hangs out, the hairy part?
Silk.
And then up on top of the stalk, the part that has
tassel.
The collar?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm.
And silk.
Well, I bet we ate about 10 dozen ears of sweet corn this summer.
Yeah.
In the last batch, I think we ate 6 ears out of a dozen.
Yeah.
We just couldn't stand it anymore.
I don't like that, what they call roasting ear corn that they put on the market so much. It's just flavorless.
Yeah. You go in the market?
Starchy, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Starchy like.
I don't know what they do to it. It has a taste all of its own.
Yeah.
Something like wet straw.
Yes, that's true, all right. It's not like that sweet corn that you raise yourself. There's different kinds. Some kinds is better.
Did you raise melons?
We used to raise melons. Yeah.
Watermelons?
Watermelons. And cantaloupes.
Uh-huh. Well, the cantaloupe, is this a rather recent introduction?
We always called them cantaloupes. Some people called them muskmelon. We always called them cantaloupes.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're better where they're netted all over.
Uh-huh.
They're smooth kind. I never did like those so well when we used to raise them.
Uh-huh.
Then I think they're more tasteless. We used to raise lots of watermelons.
I was over in Rush Springs last year about this time when they were shipping melons.
Yes, right.
And the man I was talking to and I went down to the shipping yards there. We bought a couple of black diamonds.
Yeah, black diamonds.
About that big around, about 40 pounds a piece.
Yes.
We cut one of those and the two of us sat down to eat that thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I got tired of that watermelon.
Oh, there's nothing on earth as good as used to. We used to have the halibut honey. That was such a sweet melon. And it's right in the fall of the year and just burst one and eat it with your hands. Eat the heart out with your hands.
Yeah, that's the secret. Get that middle.
Mm-hmm.